Welcome to the Davenport Pulse, a podcast aimed at connecting citizens to their local government. Together, we will explore important issues impacting our neighborhoods and community through conversations with residents, city staff, and elected officials.
Davenport is the urban pulse at the heart of the Quad Cities, rich in history and character, where folks with a Midwest mentality plant personal and professional roots. Come explore with us the people, places, and programs that make Davenport home. Hello and welcome back, Davenport. We have special guest Nicole Gleason from Public Works here with us today.
Hello. Thanks for having me.
Thanks for joining us. We're excited to talk about snow.
Yay.
Actually, not really.
Let's just get started and introduce yourself to our listeners.
So, as you said, Nicole Gleason, I am the Public Works Director, so I get the luxury of managing the snow process here in the winter.
Okay, so that sounds exciting.
Some days can be more exciting than others.
Explain to us, for those who don't know about snow emergencies, this is fairly new to me as well. Can you kind of talk about snow emergencies and how you declare them?
So we basically decide if we want a snow emergency looking at the forecast, right? So if it's going to be an inch of snow and we know our crews are going to be able to get through the city pretty fast, we generally won't declare one. We figure we can manage that, and it's a small enough amount of snow, or if it'll melt quickly, mm-hmm. We can move through the city without a snow emergency. On the other hand, if we're expecting ice or a very large amount of snow, what the snow emergency does is getting those cars off the road makes us more efficient. We can get through faster, and it makes the product much better. So the first time we're going through, if we can get it to the curb the very first time because there's no cars there, it's going to allow people to park sooner. It'll allow that we don't have to come back and redo it at some point. So that's really our focus on getting those cars off the road. And it makes it safer. When there are a lot of cars on the road, it increases our chance of a plow hitting a car, which isn't a good day for anyone.
No, not at all. Okay, so how can people stay up to date on these notices?
Sure. So once we decide we are going to declare a snow emergency, we work with the Alert Iowa system. So anyone who's a resident or non-resident for that matter, if you commute through Davenport, if you work downtown, you can sign up for these alerts and you will get a text, an email, or a phone call letting you know we've declared a snow emergency and letting you know what time we expect that snow emergency, what we expect the duration to be.
Okay.
So it's not actually even unusual for us to declare a snow emergency. And if the snow comes in light, we would maybe send a second text and cancel it earlier than expected.
Okay.
So we try to give our best guess when we send the initial text, but it has happened where we've canceled early before or had to extend because it was much worse than the predicted.
Sure. And you said like people can get it through text. Can they get it through email or phone call as well?
So Alert Iowa, you can choose your preferred medium.
Okay. Yep. That's cool.
Yeah. For those listeners that are either new to Davenport, new to snow emergencies, can you define or let them know what does it mean when we declare a snow emergency? What's that mean for them personally?
For them personally, it should mean their car is not on the road if they are on a posted snow route. So there's signs all over town, usually within a block of each other. If it's a posted snow route, it will say no parking during a snow emergency. So that's what it means primarily. Mm-hmm. Even if you're not on a posted snow route and we declare that snow emergency, we love it if you get your car off the road. Like I said, it just prevents accidents and it makes the product better.
So there's a lot of downtown parking on streets. What do you suggest downtown residents and downtown commuters park during these snow emergencies?
So when we have a snow emergency, the parking ramps are free because we want you in those ramps. One, it's nice, then you don't have to scrape your car, right?
Yes.
And then two, it makes sure that we can get that snow to the curb in the downtown. So the ramps are free. We encourage downtown visitors and residents to park in those ramps during a snow emergency.
So a lot of people aren't on a snow route. They might not live on a snow route. How do you declare like who's on a route and who's not? How does that work?
So our traffic engineer declares our snow routes basically by proximity to main routes. So the whole goal of having emergency snow routes is getting to those routes quickly and efficiently to keep police, fire, medic running even during a snow event. So when we plan out our primary and secondary snow routes, our goal is really that every resident in Davenport is within a couple blocks of a snow route. That way that hopefully the police or fire, whoever, can get 90% of the way there very, very quickly. And then if they have to slow down for that last block or two, that's a much easier task. And in addition, if you think about residential roads, most of them are posted as 25 miles an hour anyway, and people are expected to go slower. So that's why a lot less of those residential roads that are several blocks away from main routes are not snow routes.
Sure. That makes sense.
Okay, so talking about snow routes, there's the emergency snow routes, which are the priority, and then there's also residential. So approximately what percentage is the primary snow routes, and why, or like how long do those take to plow?
So around 30% of our roads are primary snow routes, and we get that question a lot. Like, the last snowstorm, it took you 12 hours to get here, and this snowstorm, it took you 3 days. Why? So my main answer would be duration, right? So really, we don't start the clock on how long it's taking until the snow has stopped. Because while it's actively snowing, all of our plows are on those primary routes continuously. Because if you think about a heavy, heavy snow, we plow it and literally 10 minutes later, it's covered again. Mm-hmm. So when we're actively plowing during a snowfall, then we're not on those non-emergency routes at all. So depending on the duration of the event, really it's kind of once the snow stops, we would expect to finish the emergency routes within 8 to 12 hours because we've been on them actively. And then once we're totally complete with those emergency routes, we then switch over to residential. And as you just said, if our emergency routes are 30%, that means 70% are still left. So that can take anywhere from 24 to 48 additional hours after we've finished those snow routes.
Wow. How many people do you employ at Public Works that are trained to plow streets in Davenport?
Right. So our primary route, our primary teams are around 80 people. Okay. That's primarily our streets and sewers division. So if it's a very small event, less than 2 inches, it's generally just that core group. Mm-hmm. And they go out in two 12-hour shifts. So 40 pieces of equipment, 40 people working a 12-hour shift. They switch, you know, shifts, switch equipment, and we keep going.
So you have trucks on the road 24 hours a day during a snow event?
Correct. Yep. Wow. Until it's done. And then if it's a really large event, we pull in supplemental crews, which would be people in our solid waste division or forestry division. So they are not, you know, if it's a small event, they're not expected to check in. But if we know if we have a really large event, we'll put them on call. And then we fill in those employees into some smaller pickup trucks and things like that. So we can generally get up to having maybe 55 to 60 pieces of equipment on the road, depending on the event.
Wow.
All right. I know you get a lot of questions when it comes to winter, especially with the first snowfall. If our listeners take one thing away today, what do you want them to take away?
Please don't park on the street and please be patient. Like, you know, and we have new employees every year. So if your street gets missed, just call us. You know, we'll tell you, yeah, oh, it got missed. We're sorry. Or, hey, we haven't even gotten to your subdivision yet. So if people, you know, they can sign up for Facebook alerts, and those Facebook posts and stuff will also say when we're kind of expecting to be done. So if they think we are done and we missed them, for sure, give us a call. You know we're not perfect. Nobody is. Every snowstorm's different. You know, we may have an employee on that route who's normally not on that route, and they just simply missed your road, especially if it's dark. It gets really hard to see. So just be patient. And if you think you got missed, just give us a call. And if we missed you, we'll be back.
Awesome.
Yep.
Thank you. This is a fun one. How many tons of salt did Public Works order in anticipation for snow this year?
So we're starting this year with 17,500 tons.
Oh my
gosh. For the city of Davenport?
Just for the city of Davenport.
So I live, you know, I take 22 in, and it's pretty cool. How does the salt get to Davenport?
Barges. Yeah, so we barge at the beginning of the season. We barge the salt in. If we need like mid-season orders, so if we needed to order extra in January or February, then it's trucked in, obviously, because it's different. But for this first order, they generally come in on barge.
Oh, okay. Another question is, as working in the communications office, we get a lot about the plow came by and plowed me back in after I shoveled my driveway. We try to explain it to them. Can you help our listeners, maybe your best advice to prevent that?
Yeah, I think really there's two pieces of advice. One piece is shovel early and often and kind of try to shovel that, you know, just maybe even beyond the end of your driveway because otherwise if you plow it into the road, it has nowhere else to go but back to the end of your driveway. So there's a lot of YouTube videos about how to like clear the end of your driveway to try to avoid that windrow. So if that's something that really bothers you, maybe try to check one of those out. And then the other thing is really watching for our timing of when we're going to come, because if you know we're going to be there soon and you can wait a little bit, you may avoid having to go out there that second time. So some of it I think is your philosophy on it and some of it's timing.
My philosophy is shovel.
Never.
Never, if possible. But okay, Nicole, thank you so much for joining us today and educating us on snow and snow routes, snow emergencies. We really appreciate you coming in. Thank you.
Yeah, and let's hope for a nice winter.
I appreciate that. If everyone will hope for a nice winter.
We'll keep our fingers crossed.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.